Attention! Here is a special invitation to all our radio listeners, especially those who do not already have a church home. The Congregation of Kansas City Christian Faith Center invites you to come to our Sunday, December 30th special church service at 2 p.m. We are located at 1721 North 9th Street on the corner of 9th and Walker Avenue. Come and be blessed with the Word of God by Pastor John McIntosh. And if you have need of a winter coat, to receive a new coat from us with much love. The first 20 first-time visitors present, which includes 5 men, 5 women, 5 boys, and 5 girls, will be given a coupon to receive their coat at the end of our service. We trust you will be blessed spiritually, materially, and consider becoming a new member of our growing church. If you have any questions regarding this winter coat giveaway, please call us at 816-446-7615 or contact us by way of our website at kccfc.net. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Last week, we started a new teaching entitled The Holy Spirit, the Third Person of the Godhead. I believe that the Holy Spirit has led me to teach on this topic because there is much confusion and misinformation about the Holy Spirit in the body of Christ. God wants you to know that this discord was intentionally devised by Satan to keep God's children powerless and ineffective in our individual lives and divine assignments. This teaching consists of 5 parts: an introduction, which we completed last week; part 1, who is the Holy Spirit; part 2, what is the Holy Spirit like; part 3, the Holy Spirit's godly attributes; and part 4, why should I be filled with the Holy Spirit? I trust that this teaching, based on God's word, not religious traditions, will be a blessing for all. For those who have not yet received this gift, they will be encouraged to do so. And for those who are already filled, they will gain greater understanding on how to allow the Holy Spirit to lead them to a more excellent way in Jesus. Listener, if you were not with us last week, please go to our website at kccfc.net to hear the first episode of this teaching, now archived under our radio broadcast page. You may also give us your comments and or questions by way of our website at any time. We welcome them all. Before we begin part 1 of this teaching, I would like to open up this session with a passage in the Holy Scriptures that clearly tell us that without the Holy Spirit, we cannot understand the things of God. This is how vital it is for each Christian to be filled with the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking with other tongues. Without the Holy Spirit, Satan can deceive even the elect and continue to cause confusion in the body of Christ. I am urged to bring this admonition to your attention now because of a conversation that took place in church last Sunday. One of the congregants made this statement. I quote, "The Word of God has many Bible translations, and depending on who you are listening to at that moment, there can be many interpretations of the same Word of God. Who is right?" Here was my answer. The Bible translations are not the problem. Some people who minister the Word of God are the problem, because people are finite, and many depend solely on their education, unique experiences, preferences, and even prejudices when sharing God's Word. It is for this reason that God gave us His Holy Spirit to empower us with His wisdom, not man's teachings. Every Christian, especially those in ministry, should be filled with the Holy Spirit so that they are not talking from their own mind, but that the Holy Spirit is speaking through them as He illuminates the revealed Word of God. I personally received the gift of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking with other tongues some 40 years ago, following my salvation in Jesus, and He has kept me safe and victorious these many years. I have truly been blessed ever since. Let's read 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 9 through 14. I will be quoting from the New King James Bible unless otherwise stated. Again, let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 9 through 14. This is the passage that I believe will give you a good understanding of why the Holy Spirit is necessary in our lives. Starting with verse number 9. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed or uncovered them to us through his Spirit. This is in reference to the Holy Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Verse 12. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. I want to put a pin right there because I want you to notice that in verse number 12, the wording is that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. Again, we are all men and women with free spirits. In other words, we can choose to say yes or we can choose to say no to God Almighty. And it's the same with the Holy Spirit. Even though we get filled with the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking with other tongues, we can still choose to tell him no or ignore his advice, his counsel, his guidance. So family, pay close attention. We need to get filled and then we need to follow his leading. Now these following verses, verses 13 and 14, are really the key verses to this passage that I wanted you to hear from the Word of God so that you can know for yourself that the Holy Spirit is the teacher and he is here to guide us in the earth realm. Verse 13 says, these things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Family, I know for a fact that without the leading of the Holy Spirit, any minister, including me, could miss the mark. We have too many Christians, especially ministers of the gospel, that are not filled with the Holy Spirit, and therefore cannot correctly divide the Word of God. Verse 14 of this passage clearly tells us that without the Spirit of God, we cannot know the things of God because they are spiritually discerned. This is how important the Holy Spirit is to the body of Christ. It is only through the Holy Spirit that we can correctly divide or discern God's spiritual Word. Therefore, every time I prepare myself to share God's word, I pray in faith that the Holy Spirit will have his way. I ask the Holy Spirit to bring back to my remembrance those things that will minister to the hearts of God's people. I ask him to think through my mind and speak through my lips so that I may teach the word of God with clarity and uncompromised, that he and he alone will be heard and seen in me. I let the Holy Spirit know that I choose to be a vessel of clay that he can work through for God's glory so that I may draw people to Christ. Listener, I am bold enough to say that this teaching is for you. God is tired of a beat down, broke down church that is ill-equipped to share the good news uncompromised. Please, listener, pay close attention to this important lesson so that you too can operate in excellence by the leading of the Holy Spirit and never be deceived by Satan again. Remember that it is the Holy Spirit that gives witness to the truth, and he will let you know when you are hearing God's truth or misinformation that is orchestrated by Satan to cause discord and disunity among the brothers. So you see, more than ever, we all need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen and amen. Now let's go to part one of this teaching. Part one is, who is the Holy Spirit? First, the Holy Spirit is a divine person and not an inanimate force as some religious profess. The Holy Spirit is the third person of the Godhead. Let's turn to John chapter 15 and read verse 26 to hear what Jesus has to say about this matter. John 15, 26. But when the Helper, which is another name for the Holy Spirit, comes, whom I shall send to you from the Father, the Spirit of Truth, another name for the Holy Spirit, who proceeds from the Father, he will testify of me. Let's continue in the book of John. Now let's go to John chapter 16, verses 13 and 14. John 16, 13 and 14. However, when he, the Spirit of Truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. He will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you, God's people. Notice that each of these verses spoken by Jesus himself use personal pronouns, such as whom, who, he, and his, to describe and refer to the Holy Spirit. This lets us know that the Holy Spirit is a person, not an inanimate object. Further, that this holy person speaks the truth directly from the living God. Amen. Let's continue. The second point under who is the Holy Spirit is as follows. The Holy Spirit is the third person in what the Bible calls the Godhead. The Holy Spirit is deity, just like God the Father and Jesus the Christ. The Bible tells us that there is one living God who is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. They are three in one. And like God, the Holy Spirit has always been. He has no beginning or end. He is the Spirit of God. Please turn to Genesis chapter 1. We're going to read verses 2 and 26. Let's start with Genesis chapter 1, verse 2. It says, "The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters." Let's drop down to verse 26. "Then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." Notice that in verse 2, it is recorded that the Holy Spirit was there with God before the earth was formed. In addition, in verse 26, God is speaking about himself in the plural form, using the words us and our. He is referring to himself in the Godhead: God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Again, all of these verses confirm that the Holy Spirit is deity and equal to God the Father and God the Son. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 11, verse 2, and then we're going to continue with Isaiah chapter 61, verse 2. In both these passages, you will read that Jesus himself was led by the Holy Spirit to do the work that God called him to do. Listener, here's a question for you to answer. Do you think that as Christians today, We too should be empowered by the Holy Spirit to do the work that God called us to do. Here's the answer. I know so. So let's read it from the scriptures. Verse number 2 says, "The Spirit of the Lord God shall rest upon him, Jesus, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear or reverence of the Lord God." Pay close attention to the Holy Spirit's attributes. This verse not only tells us that the Holy Spirit is rested upon Jesus, but also that the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of wisdom, understanding, counsel, might, knowledge, and reverence. And he can provide us this same insight if we receive the gift of the Holy Spirit and follow his leading. Let's continue in the book of Isaiah and turn to chapter 61, verse 2. This is one of the recordings of Isaiah prophesying about the good news of salvation that is yet to come. And take note that it is the Spirit of God upon Jesus that will direct Jesus' ministry on earth. Isaiah 61:2 says, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, Jesus, because the Lord God has anointed me, Jesus, to preach good tidings to the poor. He, God, has sent me, Jesus, to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound." Amen and amen. Finally, let's turn to 1 John chapter 5, verse 7. 1 John chapter 5, verse 7. This scripture captures the Godhead 3-in-1 very clearly, so there won't be any confusion. Again, 1 John chapter 5, verse 7 says, "For there are three that bear witness in heaven, the Father, the Word, which is Jesus the Christ, and the Holy Spirit, and these three are one." I'd like to reread that one more time because this scripture truly summarizes what we've been speaking about. "For there are three that bear witness in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit, and these three are one." All of these scriptures tell us that there is one living God in three, which includes God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. Now I would like to give you a natural example of this spiritual truth we have been reading about in all these passages. I think this example will help you better understand the concept of three in one. I first heard this illustration while attending church at Crenshaw Christian Center by Apostle Price, and I have never forgotten it because it made this subject very clear in my mind on how the Godhead works. For this illustration, you must think of the Godhead like a corporation's managing team with distinct duties and responsibilities. God the Father is the president and chief executive officer. Jesus is the executive vice president and director of operations. The Holy Spirit is the field representative. The Heavenly Father and Jesus stay and issue orders from their corporate office in heaven. And the Holy Spirit is in the field here on earth to assist Christians to carry out God's orders with ease and excellence. Because the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God and thus deity, he operates supernaturally. He knows the end at the beginning, just like God the Father. When we yield to the Holy Spirit's supernatural guidance, we are allowing him to show us what to do, when to do it, and how to do it, which will produce the best end results possible. Not only will our assignments be made easier, but we will complete them timely and with excellence. We will not be overwhelmed and burned out by trying to do the Lord's work in our own strength. Please turn to Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6. Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6. So he answered and said to me, "This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel. Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts." Family, listen very carefully. I'm going to reread the second half of that scripture. This is why it is important for us to be filled with the Holy Spirit. The Lord says to us, not by might or by power, but by my spirit. In other words, it's not about our gifts and talents, our education, our experiences. All of that plays a part when ministering, obviously. But it's not that that you depend on to teach the word of God. It says, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit. That is how we can be effective in this earth realm, allowing the Holy Spirit to lead us, to teach us, to guide us. And more importantly, Satan cannot deceive us with his misguided plans and schemes. Amen. This concludes part one. So let's move on to part two of this teaching. We have a few more minutes. Part two is, what is the Holy Spirit like? Remember, the Holy Spirit is a divine person that is given to us to assist us in our work here on earth. Therefore, the Holy Spirit is our helper and intercedes for us when we do not know what to pray for. Let's turn to Romans chapter 8 and read verse 26. Romans 8:26 says, "Likewise, the Holy Spirit also helps in our weaknesses, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. But the Holy Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered." I would like to point out a couple of important points that this verse addresses that will bring clarity to all our listeners. First, the Holy Spirit is all-knowing, and he will step in to help us in those areas where we are weak, if we allow him. This is why we need his supernatural power in our lives to assist us in our weak occasions. Secondly, the verse says that we do not know what to pray for, not how to pray. This lets us know that there may be times that you feel led to pray for someone or something, but you do not know what is the true need. This is the best time to pray in your heavenly language, allowing the Holy Spirit in you to speak to the Heavenly Father through speaking in other tongues. In your mind, you will not understand what is being said. But because this language is known to God and your spirit man, the perfect prayer is being offered up by the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's continue. The Holy Spirit has a will, and he manifests himself according to the 9 gifts of the Spirit. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 11. Again, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 11. It says, "But one and the same Spirit," referring to the Holy Spirit, "works all these things, distributing to or through each one individually," here's the key, "as he wills." Again, as he or the Holy Spirit wills. In this chapter 12, the 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit are discussed. Now, although this is a teaching in itself, I do want to at least highlight the 9 gifts that the Holy Spirit operates in. So, the following 3 groupings will include all 9 gifts that the Holy Spirit wills to do. All right, group number 1. 3 are gifts of utterance. They say something. Again, they say something. The 3 gifts are: 1, different kinds of tongues. supernatural utterance in languages never learned by the speaker, not understood by the mind of the speaker, nor necessarily always understood by all the hearers. Number two, interpretation of tongues. I'm sorry, family. I'm just saw my time, and my time is up. But I do want you to come back next week as we continue in our teaching, the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Godhead.